You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. It's time to lose your mind and let the crazy out. Oh, Jerry, stop. What are you doing? Don't sing. This is a serious book. I'm here to learn. I'm here to get some information. This course is supposed to help me change my life. Come on, man, don't waste my time. What I'm hoping to suggest is, when we don't take life so damn seriously, it might be fun for a few minutes. And when we have fun, we maximize our influence. When we play and when we experience joy, when we have a good time, we're maximizing the kind of influence we want to give. If we're miserable and frustrated, and look how effed up all these people are, is that the kind of influence we're going for? Do we want to be another downer that's promoting another down message and who's listened to for all the down things that are shared? Well, this person really stinks and this person stinks and I can't believe what they did and you need to go out and do something. Is that the kind of influence we want? I want a lighthearted, fun, playful influence. And what I've discovered is most of us respond really well to that. In my videos, I work to do minimum. All right, Jerry, minimum. No edits. In most of my videos, I don't do any edits at all. Now, sure, if I completely flub something, which happens sometimes, if I tell an outright lie, which happens sometimes, I'm not sure. I just say something, and then I realize that was completely inaccurate. Like, I've never had a business online before. That's a lie. That is a lie. Unless I totally forget who I am, and maybe it's the truth then. What I do is I leave in the human parts of my video where I mess up. Now, a lot of us feel this pressure to always look good and to have our influence through some reputation. Reading 48 Laws of Power, it talks about how important your reputation is and never let it down for a moment. But it also talks about being unpredictable. It talks about being an ordinary person and being relatable. If we want to maximize our influence, we've got to be able to be playful and have fun. If we're too serious all the time, we will only attract people who are also too serious, and our work won't be fun. I don't feel like I'm doing work right now. I feel like I'm having fun. This is awesome to be able to share this. There's nothing I'd rather be doing right now. That is a characteristic of play. That is a characteristic generally of not serious. Now, sure, some of these are very serious topics. There's huge incomes and results that can come from them, but it still comes from a place of fun. It comes from a place of joy in being alive. If we are just looking at our influence as some tool we can use to get power, and when I get power, I'm going to get money, and then when I get money, I'm going to be happy, and I'll prove to everyone how great I am, and then I'll die, and, well, I didn't plan that far. If we are too serious all the time, we often promote this toxic energy out, and we often lower our influence if we are so serious that we can only say the same thing about the same people with the same slant. When people ask, what are my political views? I don't have any political views. Because to isolate and say that, well, I believe in this political party, based on what? The things you said here or there? I have fun. I play. I'm not stuck in one place. I can do whatever I want to. If we want to maximize our influence, we often need to be able to go into different areas. Now, sure, we have certain specialized talents that'll be helpful, but sometimes those talents won't be in demand. Sometimes people won't be interested in our ability to sew right away. Now, I believe the best opportunities are to be able to match our best talents with our ability to share and describe them. But it's also important to be able to just play around and have fun.
I've received a ton of critical feedback on my channel. People saying, you can't make music. You suck at making music. Stop trying to make music. You're no good at it. And yet I'm free to make music because it's play. I'm enjoying it. I'm just messing around and having a good time. And out of the people who already love what I do, that's inspiring. Look, he's willing to try doing something. There's no reason he should be able to do it. He clearly has no established skill at it. And yet he's willing to just do it anyway and show all of us that. That then tends to raise influence with people who are then more likely to trust on everything else. A person who's willing to share things that they're not doing perfectly tends to be very trustworthy. When we are willing to show our imperfections, we're also willing to be influential and gain trust. My strategy is to simply share everything. Then there's nothing anyone can say that I already haven't owned up to. I've shared as many of the worst possible things I can think of that I can remember in my life. I put them into a book called Speaker Meeting 2017. And the only things that aren't in there are the things there's simply not enough time. Anything that I came up and remembered, essentially I talked for 12 hours in the book. I shared my most embarrassing and shameful sexual moments, alcoholism moments, my worst of my gambling addiction, my eating problems, my obsessive video gaming, my suicidal depression. I just share everything. And that allows me to maximize my influence because that promotes trust. We trust people who we can see their darkness. We trust people who are willing to be vulnerable and open up to us. And that requires a little bit of playfulness because a lot of us in a serious spirit are not going to share a lot of our worst memories. We're not going to open up in a serious way, because all we'll imagine is seriousness coming back. I did some stand-up comedy that my friend Thomas watched, which was very foul, and yet it was funny, to me at least, because it was, and a few others, not to every viewer for sure, it was done in a way that's playful. Look how crazy I used to be. And that is empowering, because when we're comfortable sharing anything, then there's nothing to be afraid of. Then there's no reason to be serious. I make these cryptocurrency price predictions. And I tell people, look, I'm just guessing. I don't know what I'm talking about. I look at data, and I've been doing this for a while, and I participate. But I'm just guessing. And that promotes a greater influence, as well as more critical feedback. If we're willing to just play and have fun, then we don't have to worry about our feedback as much. If we're doing things because we love doing them, we don't have to demand that they get a good result right away. If we're struggling and suffering to make a video, if every moment of making a course is miserable, but we hope it'll make sales, if we're writing the book and every page is just horrible, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna finish this. Like most of the things I remember doing for school. Oh, I can't wait to finish this miserable paper so I can get an A, so I can get out of this school, so I can get a better job, so I can raise my family, so I can retire, so I can die, and someone will leave me alone finally and won't want anything from me. When we do things all in seriousness, then we don't have a chance to experience the joy of life. Now, sure, there's times to be more serious than others. At the same time, the more playful and fun we are, the more we get that back as a reaction. When we share in a playful and fun way, we'll get playful and fun back. When we share in a serious way, we're going to get lots of serious back. And we'll also sometimes get playful back, which then may annoy us. How dare you have fun watching my video that I suffered through to make? I've suffered through making some videos, and then people make some joke, oh, you are a jerk. How dare you cuss out my serious video with your hilarious joke? How dare you have more fun with what I created than I did creating it? A lot of us have been programmed that it's not okay to play and mess around and have fun. And that's one of the biggest obstacles to what we're talking about here. At some point, we were dancing as a kid, and some adult said, "Stop that, you look stupid." And I can just feel some of us just cringing because that happened to us. Or the art teacher. We come over and we've done something we're really proud of, and the art teacher says, "You didn't draw it right." And we say, "Never again will I have any fun on a piece of paper with a crayon." Or we try and do something like my brother used to make music. He had this electronic keyboard my parents got him, and he'd bang away on it, and it sounded horrible, and I made sure to tell him, "You suck at piano. You should never play again. Don't do that. I hate it. You're horrible." And you know what? He stopped playing pretty soon. A lot of us have been conditioned that we are not to play. It's not safe to play and mess around. It's not safe to do what we want to. We need to stay serious and go to work and provide for our families and make sure we got money in the bank. And if we got money in the bank, we need to get more because someone might take the money we already have. It's no fun if that's all we do. And if we're serious all the time, we're usually consumed in fear all the time. And if we're consumed in fear all the time, there's a lot of competition. There's already a lot of people that do a great job with fear-based propaganda. There's a huge opportunity to gain influence today by just being fun, by just showing who we are, by just playing around and having a good time with what we're doing. And it takes a big leap of faith in it, but that leap of faith is easier when we see that others of us are already doing this, that a lot of us are already earning a full-time living doing what we love. I'm very grateful that's the situation for me today. I do whatever I want. I play around. I mess around with things, and I earn enough to pay all my bills and pay down debt. That's a miracle. And I hope in sharing this, the same miracle is available today in your life. That we have the chance to just play together and enjoy this life instead of everything being such a pain in the butt. Winston Churchill had a quote that says, "History is one damn thing after another." And how many of us are living our lives like that? Well, how are you today? It's one damn thing after another. A lot of our chance out is to just play around and have fun with what we do. And then life is one joy after another, instead of one damn thing after another. Thank you very much for watching this video here with me, which is featured on the Jerry Banfield vlog. This is a playlist on YouTube. If you'd like to keep watching these similar kinds of videos with me, it's on the Jerry Banfield vlog. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jerry Banfield, and check that Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, you'll be able to see a ton more talking head videos like this. I've also got screen capture video tutorials you might enjoy on the video tutorials channel. Specifically, the video you just watched was a part of an online course I filmed with Thomas George named 42 Secrets of Influence. If you want to watch all the videos that make up this entire course, will you please use the links in the description to buy the course? There's several different options you can use to buy the course. You might even find a coupon or a discount. This first option is on euthena.com. This is a course platform and freelancing platform we've launched. I see it as a next generation online education and business platform. You can buy the course here. You can see all the 42 secrets of influence here. Then you also can get access as a partner and get all the courses for life on here as well. You can also get this as a book, if you prefer to read. The 42 Secrets of Influence book is available on Kindle, and you can also get this as an audiobook. I love listening to audiobooks. You can go on Audible and grab this as an audiobook. If you go to jerrybanfield.com/books, you've got links to all my books on here. I think if you enjoyed this, you might also, I think my best book, my masterpiece, is Officer Banfield, All My Times and Stories in Law Enforcement. You won't believe the details that I share, how honest and full disclosure, how I share the things you'd actually really like to hear about, plus a few policing stories. You can also take this on Skillshare. The course is 31 Secrets of Influence online. Then Thomas has the other 11 Secrets of Influence. As a student, you might enjoy Skillshare because you can get the first 2 months for free.
And you can get access to 20-something thousands courses all in one Skillshare membership. Now, if you don't like subscriptions, Skillshare is a subscription model. It's $96 a year, which I pay, or it's $15 a month. I get a $10 referral if you sign up for Skillshare. I love using Skillshare because I can just watch any class that's on there. There's lots of classes on Skillshare that are also on other platforms that you can get with your membership on Skillshare. I'm very grateful when you join the thousands of people who use my exact link in the description to join Skillshare for that $10. Plus, I get a few cents every minute you actually watch on Skillshare. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. I imagine I'll see you again soon on the Jerry Banfield vlog or on the video tutorials on YouTube. And I also put these out on my Facebook page in case you are interested. If you want to catch me live, you can follow on Facebook and watch on Twitch or Discord and go to the gaming page. That will give you the chance to even catch me live. Thank you very much for experiencing with us 42 Secrets of Influence. I hope this has been helpful. I trust you'll leave a like on the video if you found it helpful. And yep, that's it. I'll see you again soon. Wow, while I'm asking you to do all these things, I might as well just keep asking things. See how many of you will go for, right? So let's ask you now, will you please follow on Twitter? Because I think you'll love getting to see everything at one place. On jerrybanfield.com, I've got tons of blog posts, books, and YouTube videos, and you can see all of those. Gaming, everything will be right in your Twitter feed so that when you follow me, there's going to be so much stuff you won't even hardly be able to see anything else. I mean, you're going to absolutely love following me on Twitter, so join me over on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and on my website while you're at it.